Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We're going to try to do the second edition of Coach Ask the Coaches, and we're going to field all kinds of questions from anybody who has them. On our first conference call, somehow when we tried to bring the conference call from where it's recorded to our website, we had some technical difficulties. Tonight, I don't think that's going to be the case because I think I have a better handle on that now. I'd like to say that Peter, who writes a thread called How Lucky Can You Get, is here tonight. I know for a fact that Twiggy is here tonight, and I know that T is here tonight, and they write threads under those names, T and Twiggy. John is here. John is the founder of Logos Nutritionals, a dear friend, and sort of a teacher. I think that without really a whole lot of further ado, I'm going to let John say hello, then I'm going to let Peter, and I'm going to allow John to answer any questions that you may have about him, about the products, about any of your concerns. And then I'm going to introduce Peter, and then I'm going to come back after Peter talks for a while and you all get a chance to ask him questions. And then I'm going to talk for a minute, and I'm going to then answer any of your questions. Then John's going to come back and talk about a new product, and then we're going to have open forum. If anybody didn't get a question in the first round, will they get a second chance? So without further ado, I'm going to say good evening to you, welcome all again, and take it away, John.
Good evening. I'm John Bergsteiner. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that you all have all made it here tonight, too, so we can address any of the issues that you guys are going through and do our best to answer your questions. Mel, did you want us to open the floor to questions now, or did you want Peter to introduce himself first?
Well, I think Peter said hello when he came in before you got here, and for the sake of time and getting these wonderful people who have joined us tonight answers to their questions, let's just get into it. So I'm going to ask
The only thing I would say, Mel, I just want to say thank you for inviting me to join here tonight. It's an honor, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, I forgot. I admitted saying that Deborah did not join us tonight. She was with us in the first call, but she had plans with her sister and her mother. So I told her we'd do the best we could without her. If any of you girls have questions you feel only comfortable asking another woman, you'll tell me at the end of the show, and I'll try to hook you up with someone that you can talk to that will answer those questions. So without further ado, does anybody out there have any question whatsoever for John B?
This is T.
Hi, T. John. Tell everybody a little about you and where you're from.
I write under T, but my name is Tanisha. I'm from Northern California, out in the Bay Area. I'm new recently, maybe about a little over a month or so. I have Morgellons along with my twins. My twins also have Morgellons. I'm sorry, what else did you ask me?
Just to introduce yourself to everybody.
Okay. Yeah, that was good.
Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay, thank you. John, it was funny because I missed the phone call since the last conference, and I was so spastic and emailed mail because I had all these different questions, and I was able to answer some of those questions that I wanted to ask so badly. One of them, I had to listen to because I wasn't confident at first whether my twins, which are both seven, had more gallons or not. But I see all the symptoms, and I was really like, where do I start? Where do I go? So I listened to the conference with Children with More Gallons twice, along with reading, going through the threads, doing some research. So I did see the highlight of something that you had referred was the essential flora, and it, I don't know how you say it, is the colostrum?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I started them on that this week. And also, too, just to let you know, listening to that was a blessing. I found out something because my daughter, through the conference, coincidentally, she suffered. You were talking about giving experience about when you volunteer with kids at basketball, and these certain kids have ADHD and how you put them on the Omega and how to change. So that was very insightful. It's amazing how you just learn. My grandmother always said you learn something new every day, and that was so insightful because my daughter, she does suffer from ADHD too, and I've always had her on medication for like the last year, but so I pulled her from that, and I've been also giving her the omega-3. So that was like a blessing to even hear and to know that.
Well, when we were talking earlier, I'm sorry, John. When we were talking earlier, before anyone joined us, T, what was the one thing that you told me that made me really happy?
I was telling you that it was funny because I had all these questions, like I said, from the last time. And Mel had been saying, you know, and everyone, like everyone, just read, read, read. I think that sometimes we come in, we're so overwhelmed and so frightened, and we want these quick answers or whatever. But when you do take the time out to read, you really run across it's everything that I had to ask pretty much on the last conference calls and week prior to that, prior to Mel calling me, I found just by taking time to read, it was one I was telling him I had gained great insight looking through Monica's thread. I mean, and along with a lot of others, Justin's and Peter's, everything about nutrition, if you really take the time out to read, like he says, you will really find a lot of the answers to your questions.
Yeah, and questions you didn't know you had.
Right, exactly. Like you say, things that it was like you say, you just run across of like, oh, okay, oh, you know, it's just, in the end, like I say, the one thing that I was telling him too is, whether it was Kathy, whether it was you, Peter, Monica, Teresa, it's like even though they may have a little tweak in their regimen or little things that they did differently, it's the consistency. It pretty much all still remain the same, the all basics, the foundation. So, you know what I'm saying? If you just focus on, they're encouraging us to do, the protocol, we will have that same great outcome like everyone else.
Yeah. It's such a blessing to have the website there where you just, it's just like a treasury of knowledge and experience of all the folks that have been kind enough and diligent enough to share their journey and, you know, share what they're going through as they go through it and what they're learning. It's amazing. It really is quite a resource.
It really is. I think one of my challenges right now is with my children. I've been, prior to me finding out, it's a trip because prior to me finding out or running upon the website about how I cure more gallons. I had changed my diet because it was funny. Like it was just like, okay, well, I don't know what's going on with me, but let me focus on my health. And so because of that, you know, I had, like I said, found some, there were some minor changes going on with my body that I could see differently. And as I got, you know, started reading and reading, it was like, okay, because you were making some of these good changes. Now they weren't as great as to the extent of, you know, with the, you guys were suggesting, but once I got that down, okay, that made it just even better. My challenge right now is with trying to convert the kids' diet.
Yeah.
It's now the good thing is like I got a blessing and a curse at the same time. they think that taking the pills is like absolutely the coolest thing. they don't mind.
That's the first.
Right. And my kids, they are very different. So that's the good part. But then there's that catch that's like, yeah, that I'm having a problem. You know, minor things.
I have a better part for you. I have some really interesting news. I know you read the thread, and I know you listened to the conference call. And I'll bet you in those two things you've heard me say many times, children are so much easier than parents.
Yeah, I did.
Kids get healthier, get better much quicker, because the diets that were not good for us, they haven't endured taking them as long. So it's going to be a little bit easier, and getting them on it right away is just terrific, because they will encourage you, because parents often see the children get well quicker, and it's just more of an incentive for the parents.
Right. Well, then a good thing is that, like I said, with that part has been good, and then the their like physical reaction has been, you know, still up normal. So, like I said, that you know, I do have some plus blessings in it.
John, this is Peter. Can I say something to T real quick?
Absolutely.
See, I would just like to say that I'm just so thrilled for you that you can have such a wonderful attitude in how you're embracing your journey back to health, considering you have children in play. And that is so critical and so important, and I'm so very thrilled for you, and I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, I appreciate that, Peter, and you are so inspirational, and for everything that you post and all, you know, and I just, you taking the time out to whether address everybody I appreciate that, and so thank you so much for those kind words. They mean more than you know.
In the words of my mentor, John, and the teacher that Mel mentioned that he is, it's an honor to help you, and we give the credit. We give the credit to God, but I do it because I want to. You have to do the work, but thank you. I want to say thank you.
No, thank you.
Well, I really appreciate your initial comment about how so many of your questions were answered by the website. When people come and they find Mel's website, it's a little bit overwhelming because there's so much information there, and you don't really know where to start necessarily. I mean, Mel's made a tremendous effort to try to give people a track to run on, saying start here and then go to here and so forth. But it is very overwhelming, and with Morgellons being such a overwhelming challenge to begin with, it's like a lot of people, if they find it hard to stop and rest and realize that they've found where they needed to go, and they just have to take the time to digest it. So for you to come here and say that right off the bat, it really does. I know why Mel said what he said. It made him feel so happy, because it is. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that God has done right before all of our eyes over the last 5 years with its website.
I agree, and I can't thank him enough, not just for the website, but, you know, to put the icing on the cake, though, is for the total fact that he reaches out. You know, regardless if it's a two-minute phone call, 1 minute, you know, that means a lot. You know, and that's a calming in itself, because it just reassures you that whether, you know, that he cares, that, you know, the other warrior, you can't speak to them, but, you know, you're speaking to them on the forum, but that they care and they're concerned. And, you know, John, you're doing your best to do the research and get this stuff out to us. You know, Peter, you're there to, like, a constant, like I say, a prayer warrior, and just, you know, somebody just to give all that he can, the best that he can. And that stuff, people, you know, I don't know if anybody, I can't speak for anybody but myself, but that's a blessing in itself. And that has given me, you know, I've always been a fighter, but I have to say, this thing right here, I thought I was tough. But it kind of blew me. it blew me for a loop, and it tested my toughness. Okay, but through the website and through all you guys, it's helped me, and through the strength of God, like I say, it's just helped me refocus and what is in my kids. And like I say, my situation is not easy. I have a husband that doesn't see, you know. He doesn't believe me, and so that's the challenge. And then outside of that, you know, like I said, with the kids' diet, I'm doing the best that I can. I'm sweeping everything out, trying to change it, introducing the new things. And I know that because he's his resistance, that you know he's going to give them the other things. But I just stepped into my faith, and I just have to trust God for the situation. And I'm just here to fight. It's just, you know, I just. Last week, my whole spirit was just turned around, and I'm just in a better place today.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that is a very common situation where other family members are in denial when somebody is dealing with this. And because the medical establishment doesn't recognize it, you know, it really makes it more isolating and difficult.
Right.
Like in Peter's situation, once he got better, his loved ones actually recognized that he had been sick, and so there's definitely light at the end of that tunnel. You just got to work through it and walk by faith.
Right, I agree.
You know, you brought something up very important too, Dee. Mel and the He Cures All Foundation. Actually, if I might just be a little humorous, the truth of it is, it should be the He Cares. You made me realize it should be the He Cares for All Foundation, because he may not get everyone cured, but he sure stays in touch and reaches out and cares for everyone. He's the driving force. So.
When I get off the phone, I'm like, I wonder how he doing, because I know I'm just looking at all the people on the forum, and I'm like, and I know that there's other people. I'm like, I always wonder how he does it.
He does it tirelessly day by day.
I do it too.
We don't know how he does it, none of us, but he does it. So he
wow.
Just
yes, 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 indeed.
I get energy from high places, young lady.
Well, thank the Lord for that. Yes, I'm grateful. Trust me.
No, I hear it. I hear it. You're making my month. All right, we better give somebody else a chance. Are there anybody out there who has any questions for John? Come on and say hi now. There's not one question for John.
Well, John, this is Peter. I have a question for you. I would like to know how your family's doing, how you and your family are doing.
They're doing great, and I'm doing great, too. I'm doing much better. I'm pretty much out of the pain stage with my injury, and just got to work on recovering my range of motion. But I'm not in, you know.
I'll come
pain.
Give you therapy.
What'd you say?
I'll come give you therapy. I just went through this.
Well, I am definitely doing therapy, and it's helping.
No,
I'm just.
I know.
Pain. I was still in a lot of pain when we did the last conference call.
Oh, I know you were, John, because you and I, I guess it was 34 days apart, suffered the same kind of an injury. And, you know, tomorrow, Monday, is my last day at the hospital for therapy on my road to recovery, reattachment to the bone. So I know what the pain is like. I've had hip problems for 35 years of my life, and they were never as painful as having a rotary cuff torn away from a bone. I know. I really understand. But therapy is the thing, and the harder you push, the more you get back.
Now, I'm glad to know that you are doing better, John, and it's always good to know your family's doing well. And thanks for all you do for me, and thanks for being here tonight, too.
You're welcome, brother. Well, does anyone have any more questions? It doesn't have to be about a product or anything else. It can be anything you want to ask.
I have a question, John.
Okay.
And it's a it's a question that maybe Peter or Mel or anybody could answer. But
can I just ask to give your name, please?
Oh yeah, this is Dawn.
Hey, Dawn. Hi.
I try to really be tight with my cooking, but you know, you have to have some type of a carb. And I was wondering what your view is on the tapioca flour. I use a little bit of it with almond flour in one of my breads that I make. And I want you to be truthful and don't sugarcoat it, if it's a good thing we should be eating or not.
I don't have a problem with tapioca flour.
Peter?
I don't use it, but I've never seen anything negative about it, so I would sign off on it in a heartbeat, yeah. But I would do what John says, basically. I would affirm to him, or Mel. So, Mel, what do you think?
Well, I didn't ask you because I have an opinion.
No, you didn't ask me because you cheat on your diet, but I would defer to John in this case because I don't really have any hands-on use with their experience, Don, but I don't see a problem with it either.
I know that a couple of the other women have done that, Dawn. And I think, did you send me an email about that, tapioca flour? Or was it in one of your posts?
No, actually, I think we visited on the phone about it. And
okay.
You weren't sure.
Okay, well, if John says it's good, then it's not a
That's
problem.
Good. Okay.
Well, you know, the big deal is to stay away from wheat and be gluten-free, because it's not just the gluten in wheat that's the problem. There's no such thing as non-GMO wheat anymore. So wheat is really has been just contaminated so that the body doesn't recognize it the same way that it should or it used to. So it's very important to try to stay away from wheat. In all of the commercial, you know, big agribusiness grains, wheat,
right,
soy, corn, they've all been destroyed, basically.
Right.
Through genetic modification.
And Don, I have avoided gluten throughout my recovery, and the times when I cheated with wheat were the times when I paid a big price. So I can only speak to my experience, but I truly believe that gluten is something that one must avoid with this condition. So I don't know if that's in agreement with what John said or not, but that's my
opinion. I agree with that, too, Pete.
Oh, yeah, Mel told me just about this the other day and reminded me of it. So thank you, Mel. Mel brought it to the forefront of my thinking again just the other day. So that a little more significance to how important.
I mean, I went on a paleo diet because of inactivity over the course of the recovery of my injury from the car accident. And, I mean, I can't believe the difference in energy when you don't eat bread or any kind of products that are made like that. I've lost 22 pounds in the first, like, 27 or 28 days. I eat more than I ate before. I can't believe it. I told my mother today, there's more groceries in this house. You'd think I was having a party. But without bread, I mean, life is better.
It is. It is. Spelt bread is okay. Spelt bread is the only bread. I've been eating spelt bread regularly now, a couple slices a day for the last, 3 months, and it's tolerable. But I didn't for a year and a half, Don. I avoided bread completely.
You know what I wondered about? Matzah. John, you know anything about matzah? That's the flat 11.
I know it's obviously kosher, but I don't know whether that means it's truly GMO-free or not.
Okay, well, I'm going to buy some, and I'll read you the box label. How's that?
Okay. Sounds like a good idea to me. So look at that labeling.
I'm sorry.
I generally try to avoid anything that comes in a box.
I got you. Are there any other questions you might have at this time?
I don't have any more.
Okay.
Dawn, how are you doing, honey? Are you doing well?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I just had a graduation with my daughter yesterday. So just kind of now going to just regroup a little bit and get back into our routine. We just, had a big, big shindig for her. So now I'll get back
That's
to cool. life as I know it.
Congratulations, yeah. Don. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a bittersweet time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I hear you, honey. My youngest child is a junior. Well, as of this week, she's going to be a senior. And I'm already going into mourning. Because it's not only her that's going away to school next year. It's all her buddies, and they all call me Papa John, and I just got a lot of babies that are going to be graduating next year.
Yeah. It's good, though. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's God's plan. It's what's supposed to happen. But, and I know he's not going to stop sending me people to love, that's for sure.
Okay. I'm one of those people, that's why I don't want to get emotional, but John has been a teacher to me and Mel. And if it hadn't been for these two guys, I wouldn't be sitting where I'm sitting right now. So now I can laugh.
Do we have any more questions for John? And if not, we'll come back later, and let's get Peter to say hey and say a few words, and then we'll field questions for him.
Okay. I'm just excited. I'm excited. Thanks, Mel. I'm just excited tonight. I'm excited in what I'm hearing. I'm excited in knowing how the website is working so well to provide information, because I know, Mel, that's what you wanted more than anything, was for it when you're gone to be the biggest and best resource there is for people sick with this terrible disease. And in real time, I think that's happening, my dear friend. I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be here tonight and for inviting me. It's always an honor and always a pleasure. And I just want to tell everyone, hey, if it hadn't been for this man bringing the miracle of this into all of our lives, we wouldn't be sitting here having these conference calls celebrating the notions that we're all getting well. So, you know, it works. I think Mel and John and I understand it in a way where we give the true credit to God as the architect because of the manner in which it came together for Mel after working so hard to find it and then finding it and now sharing it with us all. And Mel, you do the work. We know that you do the work. He's up every morning at 4. I'm not going to make it about Mel's show, but you're not fooling any of us. We know how hard you work. And we love you dearly, and we're blessed to have you, brother. And John, that extends equally to you. And I couldn't tell you people more that I'm well. You know, I still have issues that I believe are gonna be persistent, but I'm addressing them and I'm moving forward with them, and I'm gonna demonstrate to all of you and prove to all of you and demonstrate to myself that this can be done with this protocol. It can be done. This disease can be put into remission and you can recapture your lives back. So honored to be here. Thanks, Mel, and hopefully I can answer any questions you might have.
This is T again. I have a question. Trying to get some clarity on some stuff, because I won't say that they're contradicting. I just don't quite understand it. Okay, now this is something about laundry. Okay, so you know, I understand that everybody.
They call me Felix.
They call you what?
Felix.
Why they call you Felix?
Because I'm the odd couple one who's crazy about being clean.
Okay. I've read a few different suggestions. Now, I started off with the ball racks, and Peter, I went to Home Depot and got the Odom, and, you know, like you said, I'm the clean person, too. Trust me, I am. It's pretty not, it's probably not good to say, but kind of, what is it, excessive compulsive cleaner. So
that's only a benefit with this disease, so that's not a bad thing.
I don't know. Yes and no. Yes, because I'm telling you, I don't wore myself out. I'm getting better, though. But so I have tried that, and it seems okay. You know, I don't know if the itching just comes periodically from just because that's just normally what we're dealing with, or, you know, if I didn't properly, you know, maybe it didn't work. But the one I'm questioning is, not even with the MMS, that's something new I'm trying with the MMS this week. Other than that, like I said, I've been doing the ball racks and the Odom and all that, and the vinegar or whatever. I just mixing it all, whatever. But, okay, so.
Let me see if I can answer it for you real simply, like Mel did for me. When I first called Mel T and asked him about laundry,
when he was kind enough to give me some time on laundry. He laughed and made me laugh like he always does, not laughing that it was a silly question, because with Mel, the only silly question is the one you don't ask, but because I was making it so complicated. You know, he's a firm believer in the MMS, as am I. So if you want to look, but the problem I find is MMS is very hard on clothes. Sometimes if people, because of, you know, trying to figure out the right blend in the midst and the throes of all the things the disease brings forth, they just have trouble getting it right so it can maybe blotch or bleach clothes. And I was one of those people, so I had to find another way. So, you know, you see certain threads through different approaches that people take. One of the threads I saw that everybody was using was borax. And although I don't advise, like some people, bathing in it, I do think it's a very good contributor to keeping your laundry free of the type of fungal residues that load in our clothes with this disease. The Odaban, of course, is very good for the softening and the scent. So you can go with the lavender or the eucalyptus or citrus, three different. It's cost effective at $10 a gallon because it's concentrated. So you can put it in your rinse cycle. I also think that it helps reduce any fungal material that might be in your clothes that might still be active. I think it inactivates that. I don't have any proof of that. So those two together will work well. And, so I started with MMS, and because of the other problems I mentioned, I went to that, and I had a particular enzyme product in. I have to give credit to a particular I'll lead you a website if you want to contact me where you can contact, because I don't want to do any product endorsements tonight. But I introduced an enzyme component, which I found was really effective in taking the fibers out. I continue to do that. I'm on a budget like UT, so when I can afford it, I continue to do that. And I'll be glad, you can give her my email, and I'll be glad to share that with you, some other things that I had. But I think those two across most threads are helpful. And the detergent then would be Arm & Hammer baking soda scent-free, because it has none of the, aromatics in it or things that can fuel more problems with our skin. I think you'll do well to use the MMS, though, as Mel suggested for me earlier on. And if you don't bleach those other problems, I think that's probably your best bet. And Mel's found it across the years to be, in the people he's dealt with, effective. So,
when I had the disease, I was on Social Security disability because I was crippled from a car accident when I was younger. And when I got Morgellons and all the years that I fought Morgellons before I got well, my hip kind of deteriorated completely from lack of exercise and the 45 to 50 some pounds I gained when I was ill. But I always have used MMS, and to this day I still use it once in a while in the laundry. Now, that being said, I've also admitted to everyone that I have the largest collection of tie-dye t-shirts of anybody my age.
Well, there you have it, Pete. You got to watch out for that.
So you have to be careful. Let me finish. I've never used any more these days than like 10 or 12 drops in a washing machine. And I put it in on the lowest cycle. And I let that cycle swish around. And then I set the water to a higher cycle and let it swish around. And then I set it to the highest cycle and then put the clothes in.
Okay. That's what I do because I learned it from him, T. So.
Gotcha.
So what about one last thing? People are using peppermint oil with success too. Peppermint soap with success. So some people have integrated that into their laundry regimen.
Right. People who have different budgets experiment with different stuff. But I was drinking the MMS at night. I thought, well, it's right here, and I don't have to buy anything else. And again, at the beginning, I had a lot of tie-dye T-shirts. And then I went a couple of years without any. And unfortunately, I just threw about 5 or 6 of them away. So you have to be careful. If you don't allow yourself the time to allow it to mix with the water properly, you can bleach out things.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just be careful. It's very effective.
Okay, all that I have down as well. I think my question was about the pillow. Because, somebody had put in one of the threads that, I do wash them I do wash them like every other day. Then other times I try to throw them in the dryer. I guess my question was, is that, do you think that works? I spray Clean Green on them after that.
Okay, wait a minute, time out. Whoa, time
out.
You can get pillow liners with zippers, and you put the pillows inside the liners, and then you put the pillowcase on, and then you can't get to the pillow. And you clean the liners and the pillowcases.
Spraying is okay when you get up in the morning. I'll do that too. I agree with what Mel's saying, but spraying is of the product you mentioned there is it will work in terms of when you go to bed the next night. Yeah, it's a good idea. I've done that for a long time.
Okay.
Well, I'm lazy. I just got the extra pillow liner things.
I got those too, but I was still washing them. I was still washing those with the pillows.
You know, I don't know the last time I washed the pillows. I guess that's a criminal, huh?
You can spray them with the MMS, DT, is what he's saying. And if you don't have other products that you can afford, the MMS is right there in the house. I've done that on more than one occasion. So once again, I learned from Mel. Just mix up a little spray bottle and spray your pillows. So.
Got you.
Yeah. Great idea.
Questions for PETA? Come on, boys and girls.
PETA, you're talking about the Clean Green, aren't you?
Yeah, well, that's the particular product that I discovered early on that I found was useful on so many fronts, John. But, yeah, I use it for pest control, for mold and mildew control, for laundry, for bathing, skin issues. There are other...
So, actually, I started selling it because I like it so much.
Well, there you have it. I didn't
offer
know
it.
That.
We offer it on our logo site now. But I wanted to mention, if you're going to put it in laundry, don't use hot water because it'll inactivate the enzymes.
I could never afford this stuff, so I didn't have all this to worry about.
You know, this is how God works in my life. I went quiet there because, you know, I used to use my mom's laundry before she passed away. God rest her soul, and now I've been in her laundry room. But I would always use warm or cold water. I figured the enzymes were working, John, well enough to where I didn't need the hot water. And it's nice to know now that I didn't deactivate them, and that's probably a good thing I did. So.
You can use warm water. Don't use hot.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I just
haven't
found them on your site, so you know I don't consider when I, since I'm using your products and seeing success with them and have, and give them most of the credit. Let's face it, aside from God, for what got me well was restoring my internal physiology through all the support that they provide. You know, I don't consider that an endorsement. So if you can find, I'm going to say Clean Green is the product I use to eat. If you're using it, it's will serve you on many fronts, and particularly with microscopic pest control that you may have in your environment that you can't see, is extremely powerful in that regard. So, John, to know that you're bringing it forth is that's incredibly good news, very incredibly uplifting for me in this community.
I used it to clean my house.
I can remember, John, when I first discovered it, and you had a mold problem in your basement, and then subsequent to that, you had found some relief in it. I think I provided you with a mold website, and I was concerned with getting mold in my environment under control from the degree of sick that I was, and I think through time and use and discussions with John and other people, I settled into that particular product, and then at that point, I realized the value of enzymes. Across those many fronts. So.
Okay, and I piggyback on what you just expressed, Peter. This is Tanisha. So as far as the mold go, because I'm kind of I'm thinking that I do have some mold in my basement as well. So can I spray that area with that?
Well, I'm gonna refer to John on that because that sounds like just the issue he had in those early discussions I'm talking about, John.
Yeah, you definitely can use the Clean Green to kill mold in your basement.
Oh, that is so awesome. Yes.
Oh, it is awesome. It's an awesome product. You know, like I said, I do not like to do product endorsements because for me that's not what this is all about.
Hey, John, can you give her some approximate measurements so she does it right?
Well, for killing mold, I would use it in a concentration of 1 to 7. So, in other words, 7 parts water to 1 part Clean Green.
Okay.
I would agree with that. Yeah, that's yeah.
So, are there 8 cups of water in a gallon? Hello.
128 ounces to a gallon.
Is that 8 cups of water?
Well, it's 7 to 1. It's a lot of cups of spray in your basement. It's a lot of spray in your basement.
Well, I'm trying to make
okay.
a gallon up, and I'm trying to get it figured. You know. I guess you can.
And you're asking me, Mel? That's higher math for me.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
That's a question I'm going to defer to back to John again.
Hey, Tanisha, if you don't get it answered, email John. We'll make him do the math.
Okay.
See, it is very important that you deal with it. If you think you've got a mold situation that you've got in your environment, because having, you know, being exposed constantly to mold like that is very, very taxing on your immune system. It's like trying to row a boat with your anchor out. It's, you're always behind the eight ball, and your immune system is overwhelmed and overextended. So
It's
definitely something you've got to deal with. And we've actually seen people who had situations so bad that they had to leave. They had to just go somewhere else.
Yeah, well, we're working on that. We're trying to work on that. It's going to be a few months. I just, like you said, as I've been reading all this stuff, like you said, it would have never been brought to my attention had it not been for the website. And we just moved here, actually, and this is it's amazing because this is how it all happened or whatever about in August. So, and it's an older home. But nevertheless, I just detected this a few weeks ago. And I bought humidifiers. You know, like I said, I've really been reading. I've been in reading in depth. So I've been bought humidifiers. I was going to try the eucalyptus Monica has suggested burning down in that area. Because it's the basement, the only time I have to go down there is, you know, when I do go to wash. So that's when I'm concerned only. But for the most part, I spend most of the time in the upper part of my house. But, yeah, I was just trying to find some other options, which is I'm just so glad that we just happened to bring that up with this, that, you know, to try to deal with it until we are able to leave this house.
Did you say you had gotten a dehumidifier?
Yes. Is that wrong?
No, I thought you said you got a humidifier, and I want to make sure you meant dehumidifier.
It's a germ guardian. It's supposed to kill the diseases in the air and stuff.
Yeah, good. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Your mold can't.
You don't want a humidifier, right, John? You don't want to humidify the air, put moisture in it, because mold and mildew will grow in that environment, right?
So right. You want to dehumidify the air.
Yeah, you'll think you have the blob visiting your house.
Okay. No,
I did have the blob visit me when I was sick, by the way, but no, he's gone now.
Water. Yeah, not the one with the water, the one that causes the steam, the other one.
Right, no, we know what you meant. Listen, this is a bunch of amateurs out here giving love and hope and trying to help sick people. Okay, so there's no real professionalism, I'm sorry. The only professionalism is about getting you healthy.
Okay.
Well, John's professional, so one out of three isn't bad.
Right, one out of three isn't bad, correct.
One out of three ain't bad.
Pete, do you
have any more questions for Peter?
Yeah,
I have a question for Twiggy.
Ooh.
Hold on a second. I heard a young lady's voice. Is that you, Twiggy?
Yeah, Twiggy. Yeah, that's me.
Go ahead. Let Twiggy go first, John.
Well, I just wanted to make sure she knew she had to empty the collection thing inside that thing. It'll fill up with water. You have to empty it, or it'll just cut off and won't run anymore.
Oh, that's important. Is that about the machine, John, or what was it about? Now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in her machine. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, most dehumidifiers have collection compartments in the bottom of them. That's where the water collects, and you have to empty them. Unless you have it set up where it's already got a drain that goes out to the outside somewhere, which is how mine's done.
This one's...
So when you empty it, T, just spray it with enzymes. When you empty it before you put it back and empty it regularly, I think... is what John's trying to say. Just don't overlook emptying.
Mine doesn't have the water in it. It's not that kind.
Well,
it might not even be a humidifier. It might be an ionizer, an air ionizer.
You know what?
Purifier.
When we, like you said, when we get off the phone, Peter, what I'll do is when I get your email, I'll send you the link of the one that I have, and you tell me what you think.
You got it, John. That'll work. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you, John, for making that apparent to people. That's important.
Yeah, definitely. And so, please, now I've already forgotten your name, honey. Go ahead.
Twiggy.
Sorry. Twiggy.
First of all, hi, Twiggy. This is Peter. I've responded to a couple of your posts. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Your responses to my posts are great. You're so helpful, and it's already, you know, so helpful that, like, I basically go by your posts, like, on my healing and stuff, my regimen. So you're, like, one of my biggest, you know, I guess, influences getting through this.
Well, thank you. But remember, there's a lot of other people that have good stuff to bring, they bring forth, too.
There are.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, like everyone. I'm
glad to be able to help you, Twiggy. You know, that's what I want to do more than anything, is give you information.
Right, and that you do. I have a few questions, and this can go for almost anyone out there, because they're pretty, I don't know, they're just questions in general that you might know more of, other people might know more of. My first one is, you know, when did you... It's kind of awkward. Like, how did you know you could put your clothes back in your closet, I guess you could say?
Well, that's an interesting question. I can give you my short answer, and then I'll let anyone else chime in. When I was real sick, whatever fungus residue was coming out of my body, if I was with, would actually put little fuzzballs through my clothes as I was wearing them. I was constantly picking them off and trying to figure out, which I don't do anymore, where they were coming from. So when I realized that my body was producing, made me realize my body was producing most of this, which is hard to understand or comprehend sometimes. And that as my body got better, as the protocol turned me around, my body would stop putting stuff out, and then my environment would clean up. In his own words, as you clean up, your environment will, trust me. And I did, like I always have, and that took place. So when those fuzzballs stopped coming out, Twiggy, I knew that my body wasn't putting out whatever was driving them through. I never tried to figure out how they got through the clothes. I gave up on that. But I realized they weren't coming out anymore, and that's when I knew that the particular, you know, that I was getting well. That's another indicator I was getting well, so I don't have that problem anymore because my body's well.
How did you
meet
Mel? Oh, sorry, Mel. Did you say something?
Oh, that's okay.
Mel, did you want to say something, Mel?
Yeah, I have a lot to say.
Please don't say something.
Someone's got some fuzz in the background. There we go. Okay. If you spend a whole lot of time worrying about your clothes, I think that's a mistake. I think that from what I've read from your posts, that you spend a lot of time in your pajamas like I did when I was sick. Okay? But when I went out, even when I was sick, I wore whatever I wanted. I just cleaned it, you know. And I wore almost everything that was washable. So don't spend a whole lot of time fretting. Do what makes you happy because the disease is miserable. And just take care of business. If you wear something, clean it. That's all. But don't not wear things you love because you don't feel good. That's good advice. Fueling the negative side of this disease.
Yeah. And then you'll know as you get well, and it's going to take some time to get your physiology turned around. It doesn't happen overnight. As your body gets
well
on the inside, your clothes will clean up on the outside. You'll know.
You know what, Mel? Thank you, Twiggy, for asking that question. And Mel, thank you so much for that answer because, you know, that was such a blessing. That was such a great response because just like Twiggy, I don't know if you saw some of my posts, but my field is fashion, and that's what I do. So every day I've been in sweats. I've been comfortable. I've been trying to be fashionable in my sweats, you know, whether it's Victoria's Secrets or whatever. But it's not my style. You know what I'm saying? It's not my style. But it takes away. You know, it takes away from my character and my personality. And that's what hurts, too, because it's like, you know, you're saying, you know, you see posts that say, you know, live with it, you know, deal with it. And I can do that, but it's so hard when you feel like something's being – how can I be my best self if I can't project my best self, you know? So that's for me. I can't speak for everybody else, but that little bit just, oh, my God, it just did so much for me.
Well, my thing is I just have so many clothes and getting to washing them right now, you know, it's just not that.
Well, you don't have to wash them all. You're not wearing them all, are you?
No, no. but eventually I
just
have to go.
Wait, you don't have to do anything. You only have to get better. That's the only thing.
I know.
You don't have to do anything.
God.
You just have to get better.
And everything else will fall right into place.
And I think he's trying to say, too, and if you do have that desire, like you say, I have a lot of clothes, too, Twiggy. Just wash it as you go. Like he said, when you feel like that outfit or that whatever that you can put, wash it the day before or whatever, or wash whatever you want to wear for that week. And
Yeah.
Don't make yourself nuts or anxious about any particular entity, because that's feeding on this disease. This disease,
very good advice.
When you're in any kind of distress or mental turmoil, the disease just flourishes somehow. Your chemistry, the chemicals you're exuding, it just feeds the disease. So you got to learn to, and it's harder at a young age. I assure you, I understand that. But you got to learn to, like, you know, slow down. You'll get it done. If it's not all done today, you know, it'll get done tomorrow. Gee, tomorrow's going to be here.
I mean, John, that's what stress does, which you and Mel taught me, but stress wreaks havoc on the body, so.
Whew. Oh, boy.
What is it in the protocol is what I'd like to know that supports us for stress? Make sure we don't miss it. I mean, not for me, because I never miss much, but where do we get
it? Well, there's a lot. There's a lot of support in the protocol for regulating hormonal systems and, you know, promoting normal physiology. But for people that are really, dealing with a lot of anxiety and issues like that, we always recommend that they add the sleep advance, because not only will it improve their sleep, but it'll definitely help them manage their cortisol levels and their, just kind of level things out for them emotionally.
Yeah. Mel, I don't remember what we did for me when I was in the throes of this with those kinds of problems, anxiety.
I hit you over the head with a bat, remember?
Did I do what product? I can't. Yeah, that's true. I guess I do remember. All right. So I was thinking the thymic, John, is what I was thinking. The thymic support would help with that, with some anxiety and nerves, too. I don't know. I've never really researched it for that capacity. But
John,
do you have any other questions, Twiggy? Because you said that was only number one. Let's get you filled with answers here, young lady.
I was speaking with Justin about cutting all of my hair off, and he mentioned that Peter said that he believes that it's, like, crucial that you shave, I believe. Is there anything, do you recommend?
Well, the only thing that's crucial is that you stay diligent to this protocol for a period of time, and be patient. That's the only thing that's crucial, okay? Is that
you remain patient.
You understand that it's the sum of the parts, okay? You follow Mel's protocol as closely as you can, and you use this website to answer questions outside of other websites. That's what's crucial, okay? And you will get well if you follow those steps.
I don't recommend that you cut all your hair off. It's
That's
way too
he
early
loves his,
in the
he
protocol.
Loves his hair. That's because he loves his hair. I'm sorry.
I love my hair, too, but I already cut most of it off, and it was bright green.
Okay, good. Well, that's enough. Now just give the protocol 3 to 6 months, and you won't have to cut any more off.
That's good advice right there. I would concur with that. Before you do anything that's going to affect
you. You'll get it under control. In the meantime, you can start letting it grow again, especially if you loved it. Look, you don't want to be bald running around the house the rest of your life in pajamas. You're too young.
A guy can get away with that, huh, Mel? Right, Mel? A guy can get away with that like me, but it's a little harder for a woman.
It is hard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Unless you want to play a role in a Marine movie where you're dedicated Marine.
Too. You've seen my post about
Hey, Twiggy, save the money. Save your money on stuff that matters. Your meds
matter. Be steady and patient. Yeah, be steady and patient. I mean, this word's all, Mel had it right all along. He still got it right. Be steady, be patient, be diligent. Understand it's the sum of the parts. Don't do anything harmful. Don't mix protocols. You know, if you observe those things and let time run its course, you will see what I've experienced and so many others have.
a restoration of your internal environment and an expression of it in how your life takes place on the outside. And so, you know what? It's the gift. It's the gift, but it only comes to those who are patient and follow those. Make those crucial. Yeah. 3 months, your hair will be fine. With all, you know, that's how much I believe in this. I just did it because I'm a guy, and I knew that it used the hair follicles in some way that I've come to understand now that I may not have then, so I reduced the hair as much as I could on my body, and I could get away with it as a male.
Hey, Twiggy.
That's what
Twiggy.
I believe.
Twiggy.
Yes.
I have a ponytail.
You love your
no
hair.
Lie. You can tell you. I have a ponytail. Okay?
Yeah.
And I've always had a ponytail. And when I cut my ponytail off one time in 2005, I got more gallons. And I started growing my ponytail in 2008 when I found this protocol. And I was better by 2009. And, man, I ain't ever cutting my ponytail off. Okay?
You
but I didn't
Samson,
cut my baby, hair
that's
off.
That's where you get your strength.
I have
like
to cut
Samson.
My hair off.
I'm going to satisfy
it.
Like
what?
Samson in the movie, in the Bible.
What? No, yeah, really. Hey, I'm a little superstitious, too, you know. All right. Come on, what's the next question, Twiggy? Do not cut your hair, all your hair off, young lady, please.
Well, it's pretty short now, but I'm going to start...
But short is okay.
Like you said.
laughing is crucial, too, Twiggy, once in a while. Try to find time to laugh each day like you are now. That's important.
Yeah, I definitely...
It does get better, sweetheart. It does get better, trust me. In time, it does get better with this protocol.
Oh,
more better than
you
can believe.
I'm only 3 months in, and I can't believe the progress I've made, so I can only imagine another 3 months. I'm so psyched for the next 3 months. Don't even get me
good
started.
Good for you. That's why we call Mel the Captain. Here's another
right.
What do you think of Hollywood? That's the nickname I give Justin. I sing to him every time I call him, you know.
Hollywood? Why Hollywood?
Yeah. Justin Hollywood. That's his name.
Let's call him Gollywood, because he's so happy.
Isn't he wonderful?
Yes,
oh, my God. I absolutely adore him in every way possible. I really do. We can talk for like 6 hours a day.
And well, that's glad to see that you've got someone your age who probably understands your emotionals better than I could. Maybe Peter or even John, because he's right there at your age. And Justin is, in my eyes, a wonderful human being. Very bright.
So smart.
I have not met many people his age that are nearly as bright as he is.
So on a serious note, Twiggy, to get back to your question real quick, you know, I do know one other person, come to think of it, that has had some success with anxiety using the sleepies. It's a gentleman who has a high-pressure job. And well, the sleep advance. So, you know, finances being what they are, I can only tell you that I have talked with one individual that found relief. So.
What's your next question, Twiggy?
I think that was all my questions for Peter.
Okay.
You go, girl. You're going to make it. Trust me. I was a lot more sick than you are, believe me, and I'm here.
Yeah, I wasn't very sick to
be. I'm in remission, Twiggy, so I'll be announcing soon. I just have some other issues that need to be addressed. But the more gallons from me has pretty much, I mean, as far as I can see it being, is gone. And 2 years, 23 months, and diligence, and doing the things I said to be, and you'll get there. You know. Just be patient, sweetheart, and stay here. Don't get distracted, and know that we're all here for you. And do diligence, and you'll get there.
Thank you so much, Peter.
You're welcome. Thank Mel. Thank God. It all comes from the Lord. So.
Thank God.
I'm not a cult member either, I promise, Twiggy. I'm just an old social worker. I'm just an old guy that does social work.
But
well.
You're great. Give yourself some credit.
Well, I had a good coach. His name's Mel Friedman. Not to give him another plug, but you got to remember, it all started from me with him. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's call it spade a spade. You know, I learned what I learned. Well, I learned what I know from getting well from the disease, but I got well from it from what I learned from Mel, and with the support of John in many ways too. So it's a team effort. But you know, the real architect of my healing is faith that I would get well, faith in the Lord that God would bring health back into my life. And so, you know, I don't want to make this about a testimony.
Hey, we got to move on, PD, a little here. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we got to move on.
No, no worries. No worries, Mel.
Okay. Are there any other questions from anyone at this point about anything?
I have one question about that, John, the sleep advance, because I am taking that, and it has definitely helped me tremendously. But I'm wondering, I'm an early sleeper. I'm usually in the bed by 9 o'clock or whatever. So I'll take it about 8:30 or whatever. But does it take time when I really get sleepy? I don't know if it's because I'm still dealing with, you know, a little bit of the anxiety at night or whatever. But does it take? It seems like I don't really get like fall into my deep sleep until like really, really late to the wee hours. That's when I'm like, it's
oh,
still a
wait
sleep,
a minute.
Though.
I got some ideas for you. All right. What time are you taking your MMS?
I start, so about no later than 8:30. So about 8 o'clock, 8:30, somewhere.
And I want you to take it with your olive leaf and your magnificine. And I want you to eat a little something before you do all of this. And boom,
okay.
When you take it all together, you'll go out like a light.
Oh, okay.
And you're sleeping. And do it all together. And boom.
Okay.
I want you to put on the website in a few days, boom, B-O-M, B-O-O-M.
Okay. B-O-O-M. Okay. I got me
B-O-M-M-B. Hey, John, I have a question. Mel, you just brought something up that I think is important. Can I take a minute, just a second, Mel, and ask John a quick question about what you just said? I read somewhere where the protease enzymes like magnificine, I've always thought that they didn't work with food, but I think I may have been wrong. I think, once again, Mel's got it right, because I read somewhere where introduced with food that they may have additional help in digestion or assimilating whatever you're introducing to the body. And then I noticed that on the bottle, on the suggested use, it says with food. So my question is, it serves both purposes, and in the regard Mel's bringing it forth, it's probably really powerful to do it that way. Would you comment on that? Or?
Yeah, well, the magnificine is not a digestive enzyme. It's a systemic enzyme. So its job is to go throughout the body, eating up debris and reducing inflammation and, you know, lots of cool things like that. So its purpose is not like the essential digestion, which is part of the protocol where you're taking digestive enzymes to help break down and assimilate food much more effectively. So normally we do recommend taking the magnificine on an empty stomach just to maximize your utilization of it. But it's certainly not, if you're eating a bedtime snack, that's not going to nullify the benefits of taking that by any means.
Okay.
And if you're taking MMS, I don't know how you could take MMS on an empty stomach, so I would definitely take it with food.
So, Mel, that's probably why it's best to do it the way you're bringing forth, which is something I've often advocated against, but I'm starting to have a change of heart here.
Well, I just found that when you took all this stuff together, I always recommended that someone have just a tiny bit to eat before they ever take the MMS. Because most people don't understand that you're not supposed to sniff it, and you're not supposed to look down in the glass at it for 20 minutes. You're supposed to drink it in cold water, because then it doesn't have any taste. But if you eat a little something, you coat your stomach, and then you take all your meds together that are what I call the attack meds, the things that go out and are going to kill this disease, your olive leaf, your MMS, your magnificine, man, it attack, boom, puts you out.
What should we eat, you think?
Hey, a little something, you know. Make yourself, skinny people, make those almond muffins, and you people trying to lose some weight, well, just have a little piece of fruit.
I do want to say this about the sleep advance. The sleep advance is not a It's not designed to knock you out or sedate you at all. It's just designed to relax you. It's not a large dose of melatonin, which is the hormone that helps you get into deep sleep. It's a low dose of melatonin, and it's a low dose of everything. It's not an intense formulation. This one is designed to be taken on a daily basis, and it just enables you to get better sleep physiologically. But it's not going to sedate you. It won't make you you won't take it and in 10 minutes say, oh wow, I'm sleepy. It's not like that at all.
Right. Well, I'm not trying to intimate that because I've never used that product. But I have used the Magnificine with the olive leaf and the MMS, and before the olive leaf, the Bactrim. And when I took those three things together, I always told you that it knocked me out. And when I can get everyone to take that at the same time, okay, that most everybody gets knocked out. And then if they take the Sleep Advance, they're going to get the anxiety taken out of their body, and they're going to get to sleep sooner than before.
I concur with that. I agree with that.
And even more importantly, they're going to sleep. They're going to get into deep sleep and stay there, which is where all the good happen in sleep. All the rebuilding and bone remodeling and all the great things that the body does to rebuild during sleep. You need to get into deep sleep for that to happen, and that's what that product is so beneficial for.
It's another part, too, John. It's another part, right, Mel? It's an important part is sleep and regular nightly sleep on a specific schedule that gives you the deep, restful sleep.
For years and years, I've talked on the website that rest is one of the components and that most people have a very difficult time finding or making the time to rest. And I talk about naps when I was ill and how beneficial they were. And I talk about going to sleep early and how beneficial that was. Hey.
Many that miss that part don't get well too, right, Mel?
Many who can't figure out why didn't read enough, didn't listen enough, and
didn't
follow the outline. It's not some of the parts, S-O-M-E. It's the sum, S-U-M, of the parts, which includes the diet, which includes the rest, which includes giving up the fear and anxiety because that just feeds this disease. It's the nutritional part. It's the things we have to take to kill the disease. It's all the things together. Those who do it all get well.
Thank you, Mel. That's it. That's it, you guys. You get out of everything, I used to think, I never in any way thought along those lines like Mel just presented it until he kept beating it dead. And I got to tell you, I'm not just patronizing the man, beating it into me because I was one of those guys. You know, I'm like John. I'm stubborn. You got to hit me on the head a few times before I get it. But I cannot tell you enough how important. You miss one or two parts, and in this case, rest is a huge part. The equation falls apart. Okay, it does not equal what it should on each side, which is effort equals health. It equals effort equals that doesn't, you know, like a bad math answer in class, wrong answer. Okay, so if you're tired, now if you tell me, take a nap. Give in to that. Don't fight it. Sometimes you'll know that it's something that's a temporary hurts and you can fight through. You'll come to understand this as you get well. But at other times, it's a fatigue that you've got that's coming from not getting enough rest. When that happens, you better rest or you're missing that part. And, you know, Mel told me it was that way, and I can tell you it is that way because that's what I did.
Let's see if we got any more questions out there. Do we have any more questions?
It's Twiggy again. I have a few questions, but it's for probably female questions, I guess you could say.
Okay, so then ask your brother Justin. Right?
I do? Yeah.
Yeah, ask him to ask our buddy who hasn't been around for a while because she's so busy working and taking care of her mama. Her thread is food for thought. Come on, boys, help me.
Tawny?
Is that Nicole? Are you talking about Nicole?
No, Tawny.
Tawny.
Tawny,
yeah.
There you go. Ask Justin to get Tawny to give you a buzz.
Okay.
There's someone your age who would be easy, and she's a wonderful person. I mean wonderful. This girl is probably 90% club and full-time work and taking care of her mom who has cancer. She's something special. But I'm sure she'll take a few minutes and talk with you. Just get Justin to give her a buzz. They're friends.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, Katie, stay involved. Keep us posted, gal. Thanks for your questions.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, keep us. Those who are on the website and making posts, keep it up. Because it's what you're doing now is for the benefit of others who will come after you. Now, I'm going to let John talk about this new product because the last time we tried this, it didn't seem to work right and the tape got all messed up anyway. So, without any further ado, take it away, John B.
Thanks, Mel. Well, before I start that, I'd just like to say, Twiggy, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I just want you to know you're beautiful with or without hair.
Thank you, John.
I'm serious. Okay, so you guys have read enough and heard enough to understand that the purpose of the Berkshire Wellness Protocol is to restore normal physiology to the body. And by that I mean to restore your ability to break down and assimilate nutrients from food, restore your ability to respond in an appropriate way to threats, you know, from your environment and internally, control inflammation in the body, restore proper function to the organs and the organ systems and so forth. That's what the Berkshire Wellness Protocol was designed to do. And the protocol was put together before I ever even heard of Morgellons. So it was not designed to support Morgellons, but as it turns out, Morgellons is the ultimate proving ground for a protocol like that, because that's basically what you're dealing with. The Morgellons is fundamental shutdown of the human bioterrain and it being invaded by things that normally aren't necessarily invading humans. So when I first met Peter and had the opportunity to go through the products with him and explain how they all work together and why they work together, I told him then that there was going to be a seventh product in the protocol, but I didn't know what it was yet. Well, today we know what it is because I'm just about to release it. And keep in mind that, you know, in terms of maintaining your health, maintaining the maintenance of the body, you know, we're continually breaking down cells and replacing them in our body. All of that requires protein in order to do. I mean, so amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein, those are the kind of the informational tools that the body uses to function. And when people are elderly, when people are chronically ill, when people just for whatever reason have compromised digestion, they can't assimilate protein especially very efficiently. And so the last product in the protocol is aimed at helping people to be able to more efficiently use protein. And that has profound implications for your health, whether you're a marathon running, perfectly healthy person who's just trying to, you know, give your body all the tools it needs to thrive, or if you're someone who's got IBS or Crohn's and, you know, just trashed bowels, and or someone who's dealing with Morgellons, you know, all of us need to be able to efficiently replace broken things in the body and so forth. So that's what this new product is all about. It's aimed at helping you assimilate protein, and it's called Rejuvenase. We're offering Rejuvenase to people to help them process protein much more efficiently. And it doesn't matter what kind of protein it is, it's going to help people to break it down and assimilate it effectively. So Rejuvenase is this new product. Now, the Rejuvenase itself is not the seventh product in the protocol. It's the combination of Rejuvenase with whey protein, which is a new product that I'll be launching later at the end of the month, if not the beginning of next month. And it already has the Rejuvenase premixed inside the whey protein, which is kind of taking the idea of Rejuvenase and expanding it, the benefits of it, big time. The new product that I'm talking about that is the seventh and final component is called Renaissance Activated Whey Protein with Rejuvenase. I've been selling whey protein for many years, but I've never really pushed it, so to speak, because processing whey protein is problematic for so many people. If they're not lactose intolerant, then they just can't break down the protein into small enough molecules so that the body can use it. And when you have a partially broken down protein, what we call problem peptides, what happens is it provokes responses from the immune system. And you have a lot of inflammatory responses. People can have gas, bloating, nausea, you name it. So this is the reason why I have never really could not get myself as excited about whey as I am now, because it was so many people had problems dealing with it. But with Rejuvenase, that's totally changed everything. Taking Rejuvenase and combining it with whey protein is it's the ultimate. Because it's giving you all the tremendous benefit of whey protein, which is the finest form and source of protein on the planet. And it's expanding those benefits, and it's getting rid of all the issues that made it hard for some people to deal with it. So I'm just excited because, you know, the Rejuvenase mixed in with this protein makes it so much more effective. There really are no drawbacks to it whatsoever. But for people who need more protein in their diet but can't tolerate it, this is going to be a tremendous godsend for them. And I'm excited about it. Y'all will be hearing more about it as these things become available. I'm actually going to have the Rejuvenase capsules in bottles next week, but I won't have the Renaissance Activated Whey Protein, which has it premixed in it, until probably next month.
You'll make announcements on the website?
Yeah, we'll make announcements on the website. And I don't know whether we'll have to talk about, Mel, whether you want to change the protocol or just make this available for people who want to add it to what they're doing. But as far as I'm concerned, it is definitely the seventh and final missing link, so to speak, for the protocol. When you think about, you know, how can you support the body in ways to
Well, I'll put it to you this way, John. if it's going to enhance the protocol's ability to be effective, then it could shorten the time frame that someone needs to be on the protocol. So I think that it has to be an option that's added to the addition to what we call the supplemental protocol. You know?
That's a good question, John. Did you also say that it has, like, antimicrobial characteristics, too, which is what some of the...
Well, here's the thing, Peter. There's lots of research that's been done out there that demonstrate tremendous benefits that are available from whey protein if you can process it, if your body can process it, because it contains so many biological components. If keep in mind, the first year of a human being's life, we're designed to live on mother's milk. Mm. So there are obviously special things about what, you know, milk that are different from anything else. So that's what we're doing with this rejuvenase, is we're harnessing and capturing the magic that's in whey protein and in that is not in any. Because it's got lots of biological components in it, like lactoferrin.
What are the implications of taking something like that with a regimen of colostrum for children?
Colostrum is a form of mother's milk. It's captured or harvested, just during those second and third days of after a baby is born. The mother's milk is loaded with colostrum. It's loaded with all kind of immunoglobulins and.
This could be used for the children, too, that are getting results.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like it could be a real blessing for children, which is what troubles me the most about Magellan's when the kids get it. I know it bothers me all beyond measure, too.
Well,
whey is documented to have the ability to act as an antioxidant, anti-hypertensive, anti-tumor, antiviral, antibacterial, chelating agent. There are just tremendous benefits that whey offers if you can overcome the drawbacks, which is what rejuvenase does.
It neutralizes, but the person who was unable to process it before now has that ability to process it.
Exactly.
To neutralize it. So it makes it more effective. Okay. We're going to do more on this, and we're going to have a lot more experience once we get it out to the public. So I think that...
I'm excited, John. Keep us posted, man. Wow.
I'll tell you this.
Now I'd like to...
I started taking it 2 weeks ago, and once I started taking it, my chiropractor and the massage therapist that's working with me said, I don't know what you've done, but something... My progress ever since I started it has been greatly accelerated. So, Mel, I'm hoping that what you said is exactly what we're going to do. For those of you who don't know, I crashed my shoulder on March 17th. I fell on a dock and caught all my weight with my hands up above my head and just crashed my left shoulder. Separated it.
Oh, okay.
Messed up a disc in my neck, and it's been quite an interesting journey. A lot of pain, but
you need to stop skiing with 13 teenagers, John. And Mel, you need to put this new product in place of your sausage that you so dearly love that I'm always trying to get you to quit.
All right.
No comment, Elizabeth Gavin.
Are you done right now, John?
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about on the rejuvenation and the Renaissance activated whey protein. Y'all stay tuned.
Okie dokie. So I'm going to ask one more time if there's anyone out there who has a question.
Well, this is... I'm sorry. Go ahead, because I've been running my mouth all day.
Hello.
This is Hi, it's Amber.
Hi, Amber. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
How's the family?
We're all doing really good. We're settling in from our move.
Okay, that's always a little bit of a trauma, and sometimes, or in many, many cases, there's a slight setback that comes with the move, but I wouldn't be overly concerned because you've made tremendous headway in the time that you've come to be here with us, and I'm sure that nothing less than getting all better is in the cards for you and the family, girl.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same way.
Okay, well, what's your question?
Listen, Amber's someone that's worked the protocol and is seeing tremendous results from it.
Thank you.
Amber,
what was your question, Amber?
Well, I didn't so much have a question.
Okay, so
I just wanted to say thank you to you and John and Peter and everyone that's helped us through this journey, and just give the others hope out there that if they're feeling discouraged right now, that as long as they stay committed to the protocol, that they will get better and their children will get better and they'll start to see some normalcy coming back into their lives, and with time, you know, have complete normalcy again, and come out of it better on the other end as well, you know, because I've seen a lot of our health issues sort of go as we've gotten well. So
knowledge, as we learn, we have opportunity to make better choices. And I can't tell you that the fact that you took the time to come out tonight and share this with others, I assure you that you make mine, John, and Peter's hearts all sing.
God bless you, man. You got tears. You got tears from this guy. God bless you. I'm so thrilled for you, and that you can let everyone know that it works. It works, folks. You will get well. God bless you, Amber. I'm sorry.
Okay, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Amber, so much. That's so sweet of you, honey. Say something, John.
I'm
fighting back tears too, buddy. You fighting back the tears?
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you, Amber. Love you, darling.
I love you guys too. And if my Matthew, my little guy, can get well, you know, my son has extenuating circumstances with his health, and the protocol is, we're seeing such amazing things happen with his blood tests and stuff and the results we're getting back, and I don't know that we would have been here had we not found this website, the protocol, and what you're doing to help people, John, is just so amazing, the products that you're putting out there. And, you know, my son is thriving today because of that. And he had many, many sick years. So,
well, you're
thank
helping
you
so many by
so
telling, Amanda. You're helping so many by just telling people that it worked for you and your family, because that's what they need to know. They need the hope. So.
Hey, Amber, do you mind if I ask you? Because I know already. But what your other child's health concerns are, that this protocol seems to be helping.
Sure. He was diagnosed with leukemia in 2010 and had 3.5 years of chemotherapy. And we were just getting off of treatment, just ending treatment when Margellan set in for us, and so it was a fake time because I wasn't sure that he'd be able to recover from all the treatment, and his immune system would recover. But it has, and the diet, putting the diet into play along with the protocol is really saving his life. We just got his blood counts back 2 weeks ago, and there was every single one was normal, that of a normal child, and we have not seen that in over four years. So if he can come through it like that, then I want the other moms to. I know you were talking about your kids being sick, and I'm so sorry. It's such a hard thing to have to go through. It's so much worse than being sick yourself, and other wow. moms understand that. But I want you to know your kids will get better with the protocol.
Absolutely.
They will get better.
Wow.
And they're going to be
Thank
so
much so
healthier.
Much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
it's true.
You. That's
that,
so
you know,
encouraging, and I'm so sorry. I'm grateful to hear about the significance of his recovery. Gosh, you talk about you know, I'm a crybaby too. So, but I just
yeah, that, I just got on. Don't start crying again.
I'm
crying.
I am such a crybaby, but I'm just grateful for your words, and I'm grateful for your strength, and I thank you for sharing, and I'm glad you're seeing progress with your kids. I mean, with your son. I mean, thank you.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate that. But, and you know, it's tough. You were talking about the diet, and I know that that's such a difficult thing when it comes to your children. But our kids are going to know better. You know, so many kids don't know. You know, my son is now singing the praises of water to other children. he'll say, oh, I used to drink soda, but it's so bad for you, and water is so good, especially when you put lemon in it. And they just, as you go, they just start to learn all this stuff, and I'm really honest with him. He's little, but I'm so honest with him about things, and because of what he's been through too. But they know, and then they tell their friends, and their friends might look at him like they're crazy, but they do know. They know how to take care of themselves. The longer you're on the protocol, they'll be able to take that responsibility for themselves, because now my son knows, you know what, if we're at church and he's offered candy, he says, I can't have that, you know. And he'll give it away to another kid if they, well, can I have your candy? Sure. But he knows, you know, and he's taking that responsibility for his own health, too. He knows what's right, what's wrong, what's healthy, what's not. And so they're going to come out of it on the other end so much better for, you know, this knowledge and learning what's good for their bodies and not good for their bodies. And sometimes it blows my mind, because when I was his age, I had no clue of these things. I didn't know
yeah.
about this stuff until I found, you know, the website.
Hey, Amber, tell her what I told you is about the tears. Tell her what the tears do.
Oh. let's see. You're detoxing it, yes. And you know what? It's true. It's so true. If nothing else, it kind of helps clear, you know, some of that emotion.
Tears are good.
Holding all day long. Exactly, you know. We as moms, we have it rough not being able to cry in front of the kids, but sometimes you just got to go and you got to cry it out, and you're going to feel better afterwards. That's
right.
What I do. I cry in the shower. I do a lot of crying in the shower. but as long, yeah, you know, and I really felt like I just need to let people know that, that, you know.
No, Amber,
it's
what I've been trying to do for 5 years. In other words, I'm thinking about when I was sick and everything I went through. I think about it all the time because I talk to you folks all the time. But you never forget. And in the beginning, and in the middle, and in the end, I say my people suffer from lack of knowledge. Because I learned more in the 5 years that I was threatened to die with Morgellons than at any other combined amount of time in my life. And then I chose to use what I learned so that I would never get sick again, and I would stay young as I could for as long as I could.
Mm-hmm.
So Thank you so much from the bottom
thank
of my
you,
heart.
Thank you. And
congratulations on your young son's success with his battle against cancer. That is so nice to hear, Amber. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else have any questions?
Hi.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Who? It doesn't matter. Somebody keep going.
I just wanted to say you, how you are offering to connect. I don't know if she has the time. The one person I will be interested in talking to, and this is T, is if Deborah has any time or whatever. If you can give her, you can give her my information or vice versa, whatever. If you can make that happen, wonderful. But if you can't, I understand too.
No problem. That's who am I talking to now?
This is
Tanisha. Tanisha?
Yeah, Tanisha. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll work on that. I tried calling her all weekend. I wanted her to come tonight because she wrote such a beautiful post on Mother's Day. I don't know if you saw it.
She did. I did see it.
She made my post look like chopped liver.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she made me cry, too. I'm telling you, boy, y'all have been detoxing for a while now.
Well, I try to make you laugh, and everyone else try to make you cry. You got to have a balance.
You did. You did. It was funny, though, because she did. She was like, you know, so said, it's funny. Her name, my mom's name is Joy, too. I said, Bill is so funny.
Yeah, my mom's name is Joy, by the way. All right, I think Twiggy was trying to get in there, too. Were you, Twig?
Yeah, I was, actually.
Go ahead, girl.
On my posts, I put that, you know, before I had Morgellons, the reason I think I got Morgellons was because I was bulimic. And now that I've been coming off of it, obviously, the second I found out about the diet and everything, I've been working out a lot. I was wondering if John thinks I should take the – I have been trying to get my muscle mass back because I put on my weight, and it's not, like, a very healthy-looking weight. I'm trying to tighten up and, you know, get a little skinny again. I'm ridiculously jiggly. Should I take the whey protein or should I wait on that?
Well, if you already have whey protein, you can just add the Rejuvenase. You just take the Rejuvenase capsules, and I've been mixing the capsules in with the protein and making a shake myself. But when the new product comes in next month, it'll already be pre-mixed in there. But if you already got whey protein, it'll work with anybody's whey protein.
Yeah, Twiggy, I want to give you a little insight here.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a Bowflex in my house, and I'm going to buy me a used bicycle. And I surf, and I windsurf in the summer. And the more you start getting yourself back into shape with all the new things that you're eating and all the good stuff that you're putting in your body, you will feel great. You'll get the muscle tone. You know, save up and get a used bicycle.
I do have a bicycle.
Find a pond or a lake and walk around every day.
I don't know if you've read my post recently, but I do almost 2 to 3 hours of exercising daily. I'm feeling great, and it's crazy.
All right, well, good. Well, then keep doing it, because it's a wonderful thing to build up inside and then build up outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, I remember the first time Peter saw me, he couldn't believe it.
No, I couldn't. That's true. And I can remember you calling me early in the morning and say, hey, you know what you should do? You should take a walk. Because it was nice and sunny out. So, you know what? He's got it nailed for you there, you know. I don't know, John, if it's used for gaining weight or not. I don't know. If I didn't have any trouble gaining weight back. Would you think it would help her with weight gain? I don't know.
It will actually help with weight gain with people who need to build muscle mass, but it will help with weight loss for people who have too much fat.
People don't understand, John, that what it is, it's a natural balancer for your body. If you got too much, it's going to take it away. If you don't have enough, it's going to add too.
Yeah,
I mean, I consider it a balancer to your body. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, and in just so many ways that I could literally sit here for an hour and one at a time go into different ways that it does that. But it really is going to be profound, and that's why I said it's the seventh and final component of the protocol.
No problem. You know what, John, hey, John, anything to help me stay younger, I'm good. Count me in.
I just wanted to say to you guys, the real way you'll know you're getting well is you'll just feel it. You know when you've got this disease, and you'll know it's going away because you'll feel yourself getting things that you haven't given your body, whether it's exercise, but mostly nutritional support that you haven't had in so long, that you would just feel it. So I want to let everyone know, pay attention to how you feel. When you have symptoms that recycle through and you don't feel good about the symptoms, but you have energy to do something without having to lay down, well, feel good about that. And I have to tell you that that's directly correlated to what this protocol is designed to do, giving you what you need, and then your own immunity will take over in time. You will reverse all the suppression and the imbalance that's in place inside of you. John has put so many years of research into this. When you know him like I know him, and look into the products like Mel has had me look into the products, and realize what this program entails. It gives you adequate support in so many areas that you have that we don't even understand, much less that you have the opportunity to go and learn about, like I've had. So, use how you feel in terms of beating this disease, and know that what you're putting in your body with these products and by eating clean, that's what God intended us to do to stay well. And you'll keep yourself cancer-free, multiple sclerosis-free. You're going to have a common cold from time to time. I don't think there's any way around that, but it's a simple science, folks, and it's the way back to health. So I just had to get that out there and reinforce to everybody. That's why it works. And God bless you, Mel, for bringing it to all of us, and John, you for providing it to all of us. It doesn't work without everybody here tonight that's participating. That's what it's all about, man. So that's my life. I just wanted to get that out there.
All right, a couple of quick things. We're going to try to bring this to a halt. We're heading towards 2 hours. And we have thousands upon thousands who listen to these in the teleconference call, although we never have but 100 or two who come to the calls themselves. So we try to keep them at a certain length and do more of them. And we're going to do another one in under 4 weeks. So I'm going to ask one more time if anybody has any questions, and then I'm going to ask if John closes out tonight with a short prayer. So if you have a question, it's all good. You got time. Just say yes, I got a question and ask.
Hi, I have a question. My name is Julie. My question is regarding contact with family and friends. I have a sister out of town who wants to see me, and she used to stay in my house, and now I feel she should not stay here. And my children, who are grown, come over for like Mother's Day and holidays. I'm worried to touch them, and I'm afraid to even have my husband hug me. I'm not sure whether that's okay or not.
Okay, now I know who I'm talking to.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I've told you this before, and I'll tell you this in front of all these people, and for all those who are going to listen. The common denominator amongst all us who got more gallons was that something else compromised our immune system to the point where we became susceptible to this disease. Whether we got Lyme, a spider bite by a brown recluse or a black widow, whether we had chlamydia, pneumonia, whether we had a terrible tragedy or a massive car accident, something knocked the immune system out of whack. We then become susceptible. I myself isolated myself in the 5 years that I was ill from all the people that I actually loved. I was able to do that. And I can't say that I recommend it. Okay? I'll tell you this, that I had friends who, despite my illness, wanted to be around, and as long as they were healthy, that was okay. I never went near anybody who I thought was not healthy at the time of the interaction. You're not going to give Morgellons to anybody as much as they're going to catch it out of the air and unfortunately in the food. So if you're going to worry all the time about that, you're doing yourself an injustice. You are not going to give it to somebody. It's more likely they'll get it when they go to the hospital, to a medical facility, a clinic, a doctor's office, in food that's been contaminated. It's in the air. Okay, I mean, you're not going to give it to somebody.
The only thing I would add to that, Julie, that animals, you have to pay attention to animals and the possibility that animals like pets might have something to play in this. So I don't know if you have pets or not.
My cat, he just passed away.
I think that's a common denominator that is often overlooked in families in terms of contagiousness. But outside of that, John, I would agree pretty much with what Mel said.
But okay, if they were to come, and you're talking about air, but how do I say?
Not in the air in your house because you have it. Unfortunately, young lady, it's in the air of our planet.
Okay.
What I did, Mel? Can I tell her what I did in those regards and what I tell people? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Do we have time for that? Okay. Julie, I suggest that, you know, you take prudent precautions. If you're experiencing purging or things that are making you uncomfortable, that you... I don't think if people are healthy and they come in your home that it's a concern unless you have close contact or if you're purging particular things out of your body that are alarming. Outside of that, if you wear long clothes and have a spot where, you know, you've treated with MMS spray or something and have them join that, I don't see why you don't have to really particularly worry about things like that, because I agree with what Mel says, you know, and I think what John would agree with, I hope not meaning to speak with him, that immunity is critical in whether or not you get sick with Morgellons. So it's a co-infection, and if someone's healthy, chances are they're not going to get it from you. But I would definitely pay attention to your pets.
My pet passed away. He I never did do what I was supposed to, and he died of it, unfortunately. So I don't have a pet now, and but I'm concerned.
So I would see people at work. I would make sure I wore long sleeve shirts if I had skin issues on my arms. I had a place for them to sit that I tried to keep clean. I would avoid close contact with them. I wouldn't hug and things. But other than that, we interacted and did business. And if someone stays over your house, I just suggest that if you have access to a separate bathroom for them, that you use it. If not, that you pay particular attention to bathing after them, but sit up before them. And, you know, the prudent precautions that we would put in place in anyone in terms of practicing good hygiene. You can make sure you wash your vegetables real well with things like, Mel taught me this, a 50-50 water to vinegar blend.
Mm-hmm.
Just prudent precautions. Outside of that, if they're healthy, you know, I'll leave you with a sense of humor.
I can't say, because my sister, they're in their 70s, and I'm not sure if I'm, I don't know how to judge them.
They're tough decisions. Tough decisions, gal.
Yeah. So I don't know, really. But thank you.
I always say, first do no harm. So you have to err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. I want to thank everyone who participated. We have so many people who come and they just listen, and that's okay. But it's good when lots of people participate. It shows the community that I have always dreamed of when I decided to do this back in 2009. Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you, John. John, we all look forward to the articles on the new product. And if you wouldn't mind leading us in a short prayer, we'll close down this session. Ask the coaches.
I would like to just quickly add one thing, and that is hydration is so, so important. You guys need to be drinking half of your body weight in ounces of water per day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you should be drinking 100 ounces of water a day. If you drink
cup of coffee, an 8-ounce cup of coffee, something with caffeine or tea. You want to add that amount of water to that number. So you're going to drink half of your body weight in ounces per day of water, and you add if you drink. Well, no one with more gallons should be drinking alcohol at all. But if you drink alcohol, you have to add ounces of water to offset that.
Wait, John. There is no alcohol. You cannot drink alcohol and ever expect to get better from this disease. There's too much sugar in it.
I agree. I definitely agree.
So, tea and
coffee. Not only that, harmful to the liver, and it dehydrates you. The body cannot function without having enough water in it. It just really severely compromises you. So water with lemon is your buddy, and you drink it at least half your body weight in water a day in ounces.
Amen, brother. That's the thing I overlook the most, John. So God bless you.
Everybody does, and I've really been feeling like we probably need to make a bigger deal about it, because it does make such a big difference in how your body can perform. So I wanted to mention that because it's been heavy on my mind. I think I'm going to do a post about it. But it is getting late, so let's close this evening out. I wanted to say thank you to all of you who shared your questions and your encouragement with each other. And, boy, what an amazing evening this has been. So let's just close with prayer. Father God, thank you for each and every person who is with us tonight, and especially for all those who were not here but will be able to be with us by listening to this later. I ask your blessings on them, Lord, and I especially want to thank you for all the progress that is being made in the lives of the people here. It's just so awesome to see the process that you have put into place of transformation in people's lives. It's so rewarding to see, you know, people beginning to live by making choices that are so much better, and they're living consciously, you know, and by the time they get through this on the other side of it, their way of life has just been transformed, and oftentimes there's a spiritual transformation that takes place as well, and that for me is just as important as anything. As you know, that's why I do what I do. So we thank you and we praise you, and just ask for your continued provision, protection over all of us. We go forth rejoicing and lift all these things up in the mighty name of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everybody. Thank you all. See you next month when we'll have another teleconference call.
Better put a warning that this might cost years.